This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maa campaign from Dhar district in Madhya Pradesh today. More from our correspondent.
Today marks a historic day in Bhansola village of Dhar district, Madhya Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone of country's first PM Mitra textile park. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will further inaugurate Adi Seva Park to promote services-oriented activities in tribal area of Madhya Pradesh. Along with this, he will also unveil innovation projects such as Suman Sakhi chatbot and Ek Pagiya Maa Ke Naam. In addition, under the Pradhan Mantri Matrivandana Yojana, direct financial assistance will be transferred to the bank accounts of 10 lakh women. Dipen Mishra, Akashvani Samachar, Dhar.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate 15 developmental works at Thyagraj Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. This includes hospital blocks, 101 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, 150 dialysis centres, 75 drones for policing and laying the foundation stone for 2 waste-to-energy plants, among others. The launch of these development projects comes under the Delhi government's 15-day Seva Pakhwada campaign being organised on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Union Ministers including Amit Shah and Ashwini Vaishnav extended their heartfelt greetings and best wishes to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his birthday today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that by exemplifying the pinnacle of hard work through his extraordinary leadership, Mr. Modi has instilled a culture of achieving great goals in the country. The Vice President said that under the visionary leadership of Mr. Modi, India is making a mark on the global stage and moving steadily towards the goal of a developed nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump, during which Mr. Trump extended birthday greetings to Mr. Modi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed his shared commitment with Mr. Trump to advancing the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership to new heights. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's support for Mr. Trump's efforts towards a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has announced that the national target for food grain production has been set at 362.50 million tons for the 2025-26 Rabi season. Union Agriculture Minister made this announcement during a press conference in New Delhi after chairing the National Conference on Agriculture Rabi Campaign 2025.
हमने 25-26 के लिए जो लक्ष्य तय किया है 362.50 मिलियन टन ये हमारा लक्ष्य है जो इस साल की उपलब्धि से 2.4% अधिक है जो इस बार हमने मिलकर तय किया है.
Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said that India is ready with the necessary ecosystem for indigenously designing and manufacturing chips needed for electronic equipment. He was speaking to the media persons after inaugurating a Britain-based semiconductor manufacturing and training centre in Bengaluru. He informed that the semiconductor mission supported 278 universities and institutions, which resulted in students designing 28 chips within the country. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in Tharali in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand following heavy rainfall and resulting devastation. Over 150 people from the affected areas have been relocated to relief camps for safety. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced 5 lakh rupees compensation for families who lost their homes and an equal amount for the next of the kin of those who lost their lives. Indian javelin star Neeraj Chopra is set to begin his title defence in the qualification round of the World Athletics Championships 2025 in Tokyo, Japan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.